Support for NPR comes from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama campaigned in Terre Haute, Indiana yesterday. This is for the first time in Indiana since he accepted the Democratic nomination. Obama told a large crowd at Wabash Valley Fairgrounds that the nation's economic woes have left many Americans anxious and that Republican presidential nominee John McCain would simply continue President Bush's economic policies, policies that he said have failed the nation. Obama also offered his first direct criticism of a vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin, on the subject of earmarks. Obama said the Alaska governor pretends to oppose the earmarks, but that she actually had embraced that spending. He pointed to the controversial project known as the Bridge to Nowhere, which Palin originally supported and only withdrew once the state's share went up. During Obama's campaign trip yesterday, his plane had mechanical problems. That's for the second time this year. After the malfunction, Obama had to switch planes. The list of people who may run for Illinois governor in 2 years keeps expanding. The most recent is Doug Whitley, president of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. He told the group's board of directors on Thursday he was considering a campaign. Kevin Butler, his chairman of that board, he says Whitley brings a lot to the table for the Illinois Republican Party.
One of Doug's strengths, as I see it, is his organizational skills and his ability to bring together the business community.
Butler says he won't endorse any candidate yet, but he says the next 6 months will show how successful Whitley's campaign could be. About a dozen Republicans are also thought to be considering gubernatorial bids. And talks between Mitsubishi Motors in Normal and the local United Auto Workers Union have ended for the weekend. Mitsubishi Motors North America spokesman Dan Irvin said last night that the company will continue to operate and employees were expected to report for work. The contract between the United Auto Workers Local and Mitsubishi expired Friday and members rejected the current offer. Mitsubishi employs more than 1,000 union workers in Normal. 4 Mitsubishi models are produced at the plant there. This is AM 580 News.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Presidential hopefuls John McCain and Barack Obama are locked in a tug of war over who can bring change to Washington and frustrated American voters. At campaign rallies this weekend, both candidates stress their potential to shake up the status quo. We'll hear about Senator McCain in a moment. We begin with NPR's Audie Cornish, who's traveling with the Obama campaign.
The Democratic presidential nominee spent Saturday in Terre Haute, Indiana, trying to win over the blue-collar voters of a red-leaning state. And the first order of business was reclaiming his campaign slogan.
Everywhere I go, we've been talking about change. That's been the theme of this campaign. And we must be on to something, because I notice now everybody's talking about change now.
Obama went on to list the myriad of ways he says he stands for change and the ways John McCain does not.
Maybe what they're saying is, watch out, George Bush. You know, except for economic policies and tax policies and energy policies and healthcare policies and education policies and Karl Rove style of politics, except for all that, we're really going to bring change to Washington.
And after days of saying that he wouldn't engage McCain's running mate, Obama fired back at GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin.
She's a skillful politician, but, you know, when you've been taking all these earmarks when it's convenient, and then suddenly you're the champion anti-earmark person. That's not change. Come on.
The Illinois senator even went after McCain's campaign handlers, accusing his running mate of having too many lobbyists as managers to improve things in Washington. And Obama mocked his rival's claims to want to reduce the partisan rancor when the Republican convention speakers were so sharp in their criticism of the Democratic nominee. Of his own policies, Obama stuck to the central theme of the past week's Rust Belt tour, creating new jobs.
And we will convert old steel mills that have closed to make wind turbines, and we'll convert old plants to make solar panels. And we are going to create 5 million new green energy jobs that cannot be exported and pay good wages right here in the United States.
The two camps will put aside their differences at least once this week. Both Obama and McCain are scheduled to make a joint appearance in